10 kinds of offenses, they are mentioned in the paper. You should avoid and follow the regulative principles. Just like if you ignite fire, if the wood is dry, then the fire very quickly takes place. And if it is moist, wet, then it takes time. So, to avoiding these 10 kinds of offenses and following the rules and regulation, will quickly ignite the fire of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is powerful. Even one is contaminated, but it will accelerate if you follow the rules and regulation and avoid the offenses. Therefore, what are these 10 kinds of offenses? What is the first offense? Yes. Those who are engaged in preaching the glories of the Lord, they should never be defamed. That is the greatest offense. Then next.
Considering the Lord and the demigods on the same level.
Yes. Those are impersonalists. They think that after all, the absolute truth is void or impersonal. So we can imagine any form. The Mahavadi philosopher says, sadhakānāṁ hitārthāya brahmano rupakalpana. Brahma, the Supreme Absolute Truth, he is formless. But because we cannot concentrate our mind in the formless, therefore let us imagine any form we like, and that will make me advance. This is not the philosophy. The Absolute Truth, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has his form, and he is not equal. Nobody is equal to him. According to Vedic literature, you cannot put Vishnu Tattva even on the equal footing with Brahma and Shiva. His position, Vishnu Tattva, is Mahato Mahiyan, is the greatest of the greatest. So, this is offense. There are many Mayavadi philosophers, they say you can chant any name, either Krishna or Kali or Durga, and another mission says any nonsense name you can chant, that doesn't matter. But our Vedic Shastra scripture does not say that. It is said, Harirna, not any other. Harirna, only the name of Hari. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. To hear and chant about whom? Vishnu. It is clearly stated there. So we have to chant Vishnu name, we have to chant Hari name, Hari and Vishnu, Krishna, they are the same. So this is, you should not misguide yourself by thinking that any name will do. No. This Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Imakivala, Kalu Nasti Vanasti Vagati. Then what is next? Guru Ravagya. Yes. We are daily singing Jasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasad. by pleasing the spiritual master, we please the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, if his order is disobeyed, if he is displeased, then jasya prasadat nagati kutopi, if he is displeased, then he has no shelter. He is thrown in the wilderness. Therefore, this should be strictly followed. Then next. Yes. Scriptural injunction, we should not minimize. We should not think contradictory. We should accept as it is. Then it will be good for us. Or interpretation. Scriptural interpretation is not required. Therefore, we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any false interpretation. As it is. Krishna, Krishna. Kurukshetra, Kurukshetra. Panda, Panda. Dharmakhetri, Kurukshetri, Samavita. Krishna, Uvacha. Krishna, Bhagavan, Uvacha. The Supreme Personality of God is here. And we should not add here that Paramatma, what is it called? Paramatma Uvacha. No, Krishna Uvacha. Paramatma is featured in the Gita Press edition, it says Paramatma. They never say Krishna. They're so much afraid if I say Krishna, he'll at once capture me. In a different place. Parabrahma, Chaitanya, like this, so many impersonal ways they will say. But that is not required. Bhagavan Upacha means Supreme Personality of God of Krishna. And sometimes they say, Blessed Lord. See. No, why will you say that? The Supreme Personality of God of Krishna says. Then what is that next? No interpretation of the scripture. Next. What is the next item? Yes, on the strength of chanting, committing sin. Because Dayananda explained that this is a purificatory process. So if we think that we are chanting, it is, I am being purified, so let me become contaminated by acting some sinful activities, I will purify by chanting. This motive is very bad. This is the greatest offense. Once purified, that's all right. But don't commit again sinful. Sinful life should be stopped from this day of initiation. These four pillars of sinful life: illicit sex life, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. They should be broken. Not that, let me do it, I have got the mantra, machine, instrument for counteracting. No, you should not, no more commit any sinful activities. Once you are purified, no more. Then, what is that? Yes, we therefore cautious, unless one is recommended by the president. If he is eager, he is, to accept Harinam, then we see that how he is attending our classes, how he is becoming little interested, then we offer this first initiation. Otherwise, if we see that he is unmindful, then we should not canvass. Let him come. Just like Krishna says, Arjuna, that sarvadhanman parityajya mamekam saranam braja. You just surrender unto me. He's saying, not that by force making him surrender. That kind of surrender will not stand. We should not canvass. Let him become attracted by Krishna consciousness movement, and he personally asks for Harinam. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Bhakti Vinoda Prabhur Charane Puja. As soon as Lord Chaitanya says that I have brought this medicine for killing Maya, Harinam Mahamantra Lahagar, everyone can take from me this chanting of Hare Krishna. So Bhakti Vinoda Prabhu Charane Puja, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur immediately fell down on the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and begged, please give me. So this should be, the chance should be given like that. One should beg, not that canvassing. No, that is not required. That is another offense. Unless one has increased little taste and he is personally eager to accept this chanting process, we should not canvass. That is not, that is an offense. Then, yes. The whole thing is purification. Material contamination means desire to enjoy this material world. That is contamination. We have nothing to do with this material world. Brahma Bhuta, you are spirit. Unfortunately, we are put into this association. So, that is another chapter. But now we are trying to come out of. So, at the same time, I am trying to go back to home, back to Godhead, at the same time desiring some material sense gratification. This is another offense. This should not. We should try to forget. We shall try to forget in the no more right. No, there is no necessity of my materialness, enjoyment. That sort of bhav determination must be there. Then, what is next? Yes. While you're chanting, you should hear also. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You should hear at the same time. Then the mind and the senses are compact. That is samadhi. That is perfection of yoga. This yoga is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. Yoginamati sarvesam madgatantrata. So, everyone, while chanting, you should hear. All right. So, what is your name? What is that? Keve. So your spiritual name, Sriranga. Sriranga. Sriranganath is Vishnu in a very big temple in South India. Then, what is the name? So your name is Romaharsan. Romaharsan was a great learned scholar for explaining Vedic literature. But once upon a time he committed some offense. In a great meeting he was speaking about Vedic hymns, and Balaram, he entered that sacrificial arena. So all these sages and Brahmins and everyone stood up. This Romaharsan did not. So Balaram punished him, killed him. But although you are skilled, but he got salvation and he was recognized. But it was an example that we should be always very careful about offering respect to the Supreme Lord. He was sitting on the Bhasasan. The Bhasasan, when he is sitting on the Bhasasan, if somebody comes, he does not require to offer respect. That is the rule. But that is not applicable when God enters. No. That was his offense. So, example, he said, he was killed not with any weapon, one straw. He was immediately, Balaram had some straw. So all the sages said, they said, we allowed him to sit on the Bhasasana, and he was speaking. Now, what is to be done? He is killed. So, then Balaram said, all right, if you want, I can make him immediately alive. So, they also considered that if we say that make him alive, then Balaram's decision was to kill him, then we overrule him. Just see how the behavior. Then the saints and sages said, no, sir, we do not want whatever you have done, that is all right. But you do something that we bless this man for long life to speak. Now he's dead. So our bhasan is also nullified. But we want that our bhasan may not be nullified and your action may not be nullified. You do something like that. So then Balaram said, all right, you bring his son. I shall empower him and he will be a great speaker on this Vedic literature. And because his son means he himself, Atma Iva Jayati Putra. Son is born, there is no, the father and son, there is no distinction. Just like in Bible, sometimes it is said, the Son of God and God is one. That's a fact. Because Son is expansion of the body of the Father. So, the Romharsan's son was Suta Goswami. The Suta Goswami's name you have heard. He is speaking Bhagavatam. So Suta Goswami was blessed by Balaram that he, on behalf of your father, is. So their version and Balaram's action was mitigated in this. All right, come on. So you be careful. Don't be like Romharsan. You take the advantage, but don't commit mistake like Hare Krishna. Then, what is your name? So your name is Sridhar. Sridhar is another name of Lord Vishnu. Come on, Sridhar Das. Brahmachari? You are Brahmachari? All right. Yeah. You know the mantra?
Yes.
What is that mantra?
No,
not. No, this offering obeisance to the spiritual mind. You know it? Come on, what is your name? John. Sridhar is John.
Charles.
Your name is Gopal Das. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopal Jaya. So what are the restrictions? It will be possible. Yes, for your country it is very a big stricture, but one has to perform it, execute it for Krishna's sake. Krishna's sake, bhogatyaga. For Krishna's sake, we can do anything. And that is Krishna consciousness. Although it is very difficult for boys and girls in this country, but because they are taking Krishna consciousness, they should sacrifice their propensities for Krishna's sake. That is a bhav, that is an austerity. Krishna will be very much satisfied. Oh, for this boy, this girl has done so much, accept it. So strictly follow this rules of the rules. So every one of you know this regulatory principle. Then you perform your yoga. Kevalam, Kalu, Nasti, 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 Nas